USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Misinformation. That's how Texas Governor Greg Abbott described President Biden's speech Tuesday on voting integrity laws sweeping the nation after the 2020 general election.
President Biden and the Democrats must stop the misinformation. Texas is very simply making it easier to vote and harder to cheat.
The National Interagency Fire Center is reporting more than 14,000 firefighters and support personnel were attacking fires covering 1 million acres of land out west. More than 60 active large fires are burning in western states and Alaska. Senate Democrats reached a partisan agreement Tuesday night on a $3.5 trillion budget plan that would expand Medicare and fund climate change initiatives. After Tuesday's dismal inflation indicator, the Consumer Price Index jumped over 5% since this time last year. Economists are questioning if now is a good time to print more money. USA Radio News.
America's military is under attack from the woke, anti-Christian far left. Even our top generals are ignoring the threat. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the real dangers. Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. Stinchfield and Newsmax are telling you the truth about the far left's real agenda and Joe Biden's policies. That's why millions are tuning into Stinchfield and Newsmax. And Newsmax is the only major news network carrying President Trump's rallies live. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them, tell them you want it, or you can switch. Watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax has become one of America's biggest news networks, as Americans like you switch to a trusted news source. Every weeknight, watch great shows with Grant Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, Cortez and Pellegrino, Rob Schmidt, and a lot more. Newsmax is real news. Watch it.
A gesture of goodwill towards the Cuban people is coming from U.S. lawmakers. Dan Naraki reports.
The U.S. State Department is looking into ways to support the Cuban people after thousands took to the street this weekend in the largest protest that the country has seen in years. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Tuesday that the department was considering an array of options with a focus on humanitarian needs. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says this is the chance for the change that the U.S. has sought in Cuba for decades. The California Republican tells Fox News that we should offer as much help as possible to those Cubans calling for their freedom.
We should be promoting democracy everywhere in the world. This is 90 miles away. We've been craving the opportunity to change Cuba. What have we watched for decades of people who would leave there, risk their lives coming across for the idea of freedom? Here is a window of opportunity that we should not let pass by. We should, in the strongest manner, help those who desire freedom to be able to attain it inside Cuba.
Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The man running against AOC's New York congressional seat in 2022, Cuban-American Desi Cuellar on Fox News, explains why Democrat socialists are not condemning Cuba's communist regime for its crackdown on freedom-calling Cubans.
If you look at what happened just a few weeks ago, on the 3rd of July, actually, they had gone to Venezuela and they met with Maduro. And when you look at the track record of that kind of meeting, they're meeting with Maduro. Maduro's mentor was Hugo Chavez, and Hugo Chavez was extremely close with Fidel Castro. So it's not, it's like they're hiding in plain sight, essentially. There's nothing good that can come from that organization or anyone that would want to meet diplomatically with somebody like that.
The Democrat Socialists of America tweeted that they stand by the Cuban people and they want the U.S. blockade to end. Mr. Cuellar disputes the blockade theory.
The blockade, what it does, the economic embargo, it does not impede the ability for that country to get medical supplies or food. So for them to be saying that it's because of the embargo is completely ridiculous, and it's misinformation at its best.
Anti-government activists in Cuba say more than 100 people have been arrested or are missing on the island following widespread protests Sunday. The Cuban government has not said how many people were arrested or injured in the disturbances. The 2021 Perseids Media Shower, which is considered to be the best meteor shower of the year, will light up the skies on Wednesday night. That's according to NASA. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.